We are New Song, a Foursquare church in beautiful Colorado Springs. We love Jesus. We love each other. We are family. If you have any questions or prayer requests, you can always visit us simply by going to newsongcs.com. Thanks for joining us as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
For the last three weeks about love, joy, and peace. We've been talking about unwrapping Christmas and the gifts that God brings us. There are so many more gifts that God brings, but these are just three of them. And tonight we are celebrating one more. We're unwrapping one more, taking about 15 minutes to talk about the gift of hope. An awesome gift, probably, well, I won't say it's the best because they're all great. But the results of hope are exponential. The difference will be that tonight we're not going to light just one candle. We're going to light a candle, and that candle's going to light a candle, and that candle's going to light a candle. And in a matter of a minute, the whole room will be lit with candles, much like what hope will do for us. It'll multiply. And instead of one flame, it'll be many flames as part of the unstoppable church that is all over the United States, all over the world, probably doing much of the same thing this Christmas Eve. I try to fit in this phrase, unstoppable church, into every message. That's why I had to get it in. I got it in. So there it is. I'd like to declare over you something tonight as you go into this next year, and I wrote it down because I want to make sure I get it right. I'd like to declare over you and your families and your situations and your neighbors and your friends and your kids and your finances and your shortcomings and your fear, and I'd like to declare over your dreams that this coming year, I will even say as much, I will go as so far as to say, starting tonight, Christmas Eve, will be a year filled with hope. This is what God's people were expecting. This is exactly, this makes it a little hard here for this stage here. I don't want to go up here and make you wonder if I'm going to do the Christmas story. So I will try to walk around this. But this is exactly what God's people were expecting. They were expecting hope when they were anticipating Emmanuel's arrival. The people were saying, oh, come, please come be with us. We need you. The people had heard from prophets, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You've heard that too, but do you understand that when the people, God's people, kind of like us today, when they heard this, they thought, okay, unto us a child, where is it at? What town? Is it in New York? Is it in Paris? Is it in Tokyo? Is it? No. It didn't happen. 100 years go by, 200 years, 400 years, and they still did not understand Emmanuel, God with us, yet because he hadn't come. And they anticipated hope, but it took more than 400 years before Jesus finally came to the earth. Let me tell you, we have the same prayers. We have the same yearnings. We ask God, oh, I know that you're going to bring hope, but where is it? And let me promise you, it's not 435 years away. It's here. It is the gift that is here today. It is not religious jargon to say, oh, there's hope here, but they didn't have it then. They didn't. They were waiting for the hope. They were anticipating the arrival. It had not come. But when Jesus came, it came, and it is here, and Jesus did what he came to do. We can talk about that a different day. Let me tell you, keep in mind three things I want to leave you tonight with. When you are expecting hope, when you are unwrapping the gift of hope, are you listening? This will be good for you. This is my nephew here. He's wearing my suit. Stand up for a minute. We match, but I knew that I could not get away with wearing this tonight. But you can. You look very handsome. That's why I was telling to listen. I also have many other nephews here tonight. I wish I could had time to introduce them all, but we need to keep moving. Let me tell you, keep in mind these three things when you think of hope. It may be on a different timeline than you expected. When Isaiah spoke it, it was 400 years. For you, it may be a different timeline. You don't know when the hope is coming, but I promise you it will. And I declare this year to be a year of hope. It may be on a different timeline than you expect. It may be in a different way than you think. I'm looking for a manger scene, but you know, Jesus born in a stable, in a manger, in Bethlehem, a place very obscure, in the middle of a census where there was a ruler wanting to tax the people again, and it was through a virgin girl who wasn't even married yet. The setting, the way that Jesus came, the way that hope was birthed on this earth was anything less than it was very unexpected. We've talked about this over the last few weeks, and the setting of Jesus to be born for the first time sends us, listen to this, sends us the clear message, listen, that he is accustomed to being born into unexpected situations. He is accustomed to coming into messy settings, aka me, you, my brother-in-law, Robert. He comes into your life. He is used to it. He's used to coming in to settings that people think, well, you couldn't come into my setting. The hope of Jesus literally thrives in places where others would say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, there's no room for you here. You need to clean up first. You need to get yourself made proper for the Heavenly Father. No, you don't. The hope of Jesus thrives in those settings. And he says, there is room for you here. I have room for you. Come in. Welcome home. The hope of Jesus multiplies in environments where others would say, we don't belong. The shepherds prove that, don't they? The least insignificant people there were in those days were the ones that, why did God choose them to come to be the first visitors? The three dreaded words I've said that I don't like on Christmas Eve, listen to these, are some assembly required. You might have heard me say that before. My son's going to assemble something tonight. My son is going to do it because I can't do it. These are words that Jesus embraces. Some assembly required. He welcomes these words because he likes to fix. He likes to make right. He likes to forgive. He likes to complete things. He completes us. That's the hope that we unwrap tonight. And then lastly, hope may be different than we expect on a timeline we didn't plan. And lastly, hope may only start as just a whisper. Mary, you're going to have a baby. Joseph, don't be afraid. You're going to be the father of Emmanuel. We all have a whisper the Holy Spirit has spoken to us. Here is an application to our lives. You may have a son that you want to come home. That's your hope. The whisper might be your marriage is not over yet. Listen to that whisper. It may be your expectation will come to pass. I'll never forget a whisper that Cynthia and I had. I'll try to just keep it very short, tell very quickly, a whisper of a baby that would be in our lives that we would not birth ourselves, that we would adopt a baby with Down syndrome. It was just a whisper. And literally, let me tell you, Jaden, it was here tonight. He was standing up here. He's 2 years old now. But for about 2 years before Jaden came into our lives, after God had told us, all we had was a whisper. We didn't have a Bible verse. We didn't have a song. We didn't have a angelic, la, 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 this is what you're supposed to do. This will happen. We did not know the birth mom. We did not know where it would come. It was a whisper in its truest sense. Many days we cried. To keep things short, I'm just going to read. Many days we cried when our timeline looked different than God's. Many days we questioned when circumstances progressed different than we had hoped. Oh, is this the one? And we meet a baby and then it would move on. It was not the one. Many nights we cried, but literally we saw the word hope. That's all we saw. And we did. We saw it everywhere. We saw it on signs. We saw it on billboards. We saw it in songs. We heard it in people's words to us. It was just amazing. However, it was the quietest confirmation. I was just talking to Cynthia the other day about this, and I remember the last time we heard this word hope before Jesus, before Jesus came into our lives, before Jaden came into our lives. We were at the end of our, like, listening to God on this. This was a whisper that we had heard and we were wrong. And we're not going to go this way any longer. We're not going to meet any more people. We're not going to try to make this happen. This is not a possibility. We had gone this way before and had gotten our hopes up too many times. I don't know if you've been there. This situation we were going to try to handle with our emotions tucked inside. We had heard that there was a mom that wanted to meet us. We were going to meet her at Panera. And we went there and we decided this is business as usual. We're going to go. We're not going to get into this. We're not going to get excited. We're pretty much giving up. Jesus, this is your last chance. Yes, as a Christian, we said that. And you know what? The last time we heard God's word of hope was we were early. So we went to Chick-fil-A. We went through the drive-thru, and at the end of our rope, this is what we heard. Hi. Hi, I'm Hope. How can I help you today? In the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. I want that cupcake. Could you, I want you to light that candle and bring up that cupcake. We're going to light our candles tonight. We all have a whisper that the Holy Spirit has spoken to us. We all have a hope that God has given us, that we are holding on to. You will see the blessing you are expecting. I want to tell you that tonight. Your kids will be successful. You will get over that habit. Your dream will be fulfilled. You could say, I can't even say amen to that because I don't believe you. Well, that's why you come to church. That's why you come to God's house and you listen to your Father tell his kids what he wants to tell them. You just stand here with me for a moment, my man. What Christmas box is hope is wrapped in? The Christmas box that we're opening tonight is hope. That's what I'm trying to say. As we celebrate the greatest birthday in heaven and on earth in history, he has a gift he wants to give to us. And I declare the gift to you this next year is hope. Laura, would you come up and play a little something? I want to declare over you, here's a candle, the best is yet to come in our lives this year. Amen? You can say amen even if you don't believe it. The best is yet to come in your life this year. Hope may come on a different timeline than you expect. It may look different than you planned, and it may manifest itself as just a whisper in your family, maybe not even to both of you as a husband and wife or as a single person, maybe no one else sees it. We started to wonder if it was real, and maybe it'll be just a whisper. But the gift itself, I promise you the gift itself will overflow your expectations. The gift itself will overflow your expectations because the gift of hope is exponential. And all I ask is that you try to keep your candle as still as you can. Go ahead and light them. I just lit one. Watch how fast. Watch how fast they light up. Thank you, my man. The result of hope is supernatural and exponential results. As you start to look across this room and see all the candles lit, I don't want you to close your eyes. That would not be a good idea with candles in your hand. But I want you to think about, what is that thing that you want to hold on to this year? What is that hope that you need? And I want you to look across this room and let this be a picture of the hope God wants to multiply in your situation. If you want to, I think we'll just stay seated, and she's going to lead us in a song. It may not be a not-so-silent night in your family, but I declare peace over your family.